Zion Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Tune in to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell of Compass Retirement Solutions, Sunday mornings at 7 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. That's Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday morning at 7. Compass Retirement Solutions is an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Investments and services offered through Compass Retirement Group, a registered investment advisory in Missouri and Illinois.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
This is 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
This afternoon, we're announcing new guidelines for every American to follow.
You can listen to live programming and download your favorite show's podcast at any time.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
The 590 The Fan app. Download it now.
Once we do that, everything else is going to fall into place.
Well, wait.
This is not a discussion.
What are we discussing?
Not a discussion.
Download it now and start listening today.
I'm glad to see that you're practicing social distancing. That looks very nice.
Kate Smith, one time she had her own start in her own television show. I barely remembered. I was a little bitty kid, but she was extremely patriotic. A pretty woman, a big one, with a big voice, as you can hear. We need more people singing this song. For now, it means simply it's time for The Playhouse.
Hot rock treatment.
Great treatment.
So I hear
good stuff. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the April 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where it's not business as usual, but very soon, hopefully it will be, you are still able to get in and see one of the fantastic dentists at Ballast Dental Care if you have a dental emergency. And I don't think we need to explain what a dental emergency is. You know, if you have it, Ballast Dental Care is there for you. Let's do a round of introductions.
Hey!
At the control board, paying close attention to the health of Boris Johnson. Is that his name? Boris Johnson?
Yep, Boris Johnson.
The Prime Minister of England. He's making it. He's going to be okay. He's turned around. He's on the downhill slope. And the reason I mention it is for 19 years, the man I'm about to introduce lived over there. So, you know, he still is interested. who wouldn't be after all that time? He's especially interested in news from the place where he lived for 10 of those years. That, of course, Birmingham, England. Where his daddy still is. When's your daddy coming back to town?
Whenever he's allowed to. Whenever, I guess, the flights open back up. Then they're not letting people in from England right now, so he can't come over.
But you think he'll come back and come visit?
Oh, absolutely, again, as soon as possible. He wants to come and see his grandson.
Come see that Theo. Good, because
right?
I liked him. Hello, Dave, if you're listening live at 11:15, which would be the current time in Birmingham, England. And now, here's your boy. Say hello to everybody. Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips.
Hello, everyone.
All right. From his home in Crestwood, in just mere moments, we'll be speaking with Bill Cleveland. Behind the coronavirus-proof glass, once again, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
Question if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. And they are still open. Oh, my goodness. They are still open. Offering drive-through service only. You can make an appointment, though, to get information on home loans, car loans, any other services they offer, including the CARE Act loans for your business. If you need to get into your safe deposit box, all you have to do is ask at the drive-through. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs, and to find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Dan was 99% correct, and I'm not doing this in any way to put him down. It's called CARES, plural.
Oh, is that CARE?
Yeah, but what's important is that people know you can go to First Community Credit Union because they are an authorized banking facility to help you get your application through, done, and get the money to hopefully help keep your business going through this bizarre thing that we're going through. Well, I found out I ran into an old man the other day. We started talking. This guy was really old. And as the more we talked, and he talked about one time managing a Denny's.
What was his
name?
And
I said, well, I don't remember his name.
Oh.
He said that he'd rather not give it to me once he realized I have an association with the guy I'm about to introduce. But I said, you know, were you there? And Tim, when was it you worked at Denny's? What was the year or the period?
1991.
Good, because that's what I said. I said, 91. He said, I sure was. He says, I was a manager. I said, do you have a young man working there by the name of Tim Woodburn? He said, oh, that's the one hire we regretted probably more than any other hire. You know, that guy begged and begged to cook during the daytime, but we never would let him. And I said, why was that, old-timer? And he said, he was a horrible cook, and his food was so bad, the only people that we wanted to serve it to were drunks in the middle of the night who didn't know how bad it was and would have thrown up anyway. He was not very flattering, Tim, about you as a cook. But then again, he was old. He could have had you confused with somebody else.
Well, that was 100% of his customer base was drunks in the middle of the night, so.
Yeah, right. Well, he didn't do that for long. He went on to bigger and better things. Oh, no, that's not true. He went on to sell knives door to door for Cutco. But then he went on to bigger and better. No, that's not true either. He became a beer vendor at Busch Stadium. But that's when he went on to big. No, not yet. He was a roller rink DJ. Now he's on to bigger and better things because he's the head of research for this, the large morning show in the afternoon. He is our digital clock setter, resetter, checker, and rechecker. And I'll show you how good he is. The current time is 5:18. Oh, exactly 5:19. 5:19, 03, 04, 05. Yep, that's what it says on the clock at the Bureau of Standards, so we know it's right. He's our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and why can I never remember? He does something else he does. Yes. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice, and he co-hosts The Yard Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you have any legal issue in your world, Scott and his team can either handle it for you or recommend an expert in your particular issue or cause on either side of the river. For a free consultation, email Scott Sherman, attorney at law. Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. That's Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
All right. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses hind in.
And the one thing that I will not do, remember the story I told a couple weeks ago where in, I think, 73, Johnny Carson went on and made a joke about a toilet paper shortage. And then some listeners thought it was real, and it created this run on toilet. It was a joke. It was all because of a joke. And and Rat Boy came to me and he said, Frank, make me a promise. You will never make up a story or do a joke about a fake shortage. What was the shortage you were concerned
about?
Cheese. Yeah. Don't do that, he said, because there'll be a run on it, and then people like me who are addicted to it would be without it. I will never do that, Rat Boy. Promise you. I made him that promise, and I'm sticking to it. Polka music. I think it is what has kept a lot of people from going insane, because who doesn't have a great collection of great polka music, but you don't hear it the way it should be played unless you're hearing it from these guys. Bruce Lipris and the All Boy Polka.
You guys are the greatest. You are lifting a lot of spirits, Bruce. You really are.
Great Bruce Lipris. Ooh, it's April, so now I can say 37 years. It is now the 47. The 47-year mark. I've been a patient at Ballast Dental Care as of this month for 47 years. Can't just walk in now if I wanted to. Can't even make an appointment for next week for a cleaning or x-rays. But here's what you can do. You can call Ballast Dental Care if you have a dental emergency, and I've already had 3 or 4 emails from people who had dental emergencies. They got them in, took care of them, everything is fine, that they can do. And we hope, just like we hope with every business, that very soon we will be able to make the great announcement that everything is back to normal and it's business as usual. That can't come soon enough. Till then, do us a favor. The minute you're able to, especially those of you who've been putting it off, now would be the perfect time. Now meaning whenever they lift this block and this mandate, as a true AM and the PMer, finally make that appointment. Let's flood them with appointments so that they realize that it was not a mistake to keep spending money to let you people know who they are and that they're ready for you when they're open again for business. And I want to make sure they realize that that was a good idea. And I want to also ask you to help me thank them for helping keep us afloat, even though right now they're barely treading water, like lots of other businesses, meaning the revenue is just not passing through that place and the cash flow isn't there right now. Let's hope this doesn't last much longer. Ballast Dental Care, they've been part of this show for something like 18 or 19 years, a long time. Folks, everybody needs a dentist. And if you don't have one, Ballast Dental Care. If you do have one, get rid of your dentist. I know, harsh language, but get rid of your dentist. You probably aren't that crazy about going there anyway. And when you can, and when it's available, on a regular, normal basis, Ballast Dental Care. Again, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
He's not going any of those places anytime real soon. He's at home. He's in Crestwood. He's Bill Quevlin. He's brought to you by Window World. Number one selling replacement window in the country. One of only two that have the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. More at windowworldst.louis.com. Folks, coronavirus or no coronavirus, separation or no separation, he's here for you, Bill Clevlin. What? Oh, some.
I hit the mouse, which was still overbuilt, Tim's intro music on the hotkeys, so I accidentally hit it. My bad.
Bill, how are you?
Until I heard that mistake, I was having a great day.
Oh. And that's interesting because I had just written down a note. And here, I'll read it to you. I just wrote it down. I think this may be our first mistake-free show. And then that happened.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Well, I'm going to begin with, since most people, or many people, I guess, are watching a lot of Netflix, a lot of television. I know we have Dan Buffa on. He was on yesterday, right? And I don't know if he's mentioned these or if you all have talked about them in the past, but I'm going to give you two suggestions just based on what I've just watched in the last couple of weeks. And I don't think they're brand new, so they may have been around for a while. Maybe you've seen them. The first one is called The Voyeur. Have you seen this?
I have not, no.
Oh, no. My goodness.
Anybody else?
A lawyer?
No.
Voyeur.
Oh, Voyeur.
Voyeur? No.
Yeah. So, in
I think you mean. I think, but don't you mean like voyeur, like a person who likes to watch other people do it?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's based on a guy. His name is Gerald Foos, and he owned a motel in somewhere in Colorado. And the reason that he bought this motel was specifically to spy on people and to watch them. And so
That's Chuck Berry. That's not like Chuck Berry.
Oh.
So
what does?
15 or 20 years, this guy, and he devised this system. He basically made an attic over all of the rooms, and he had these little, they weren't peepholes, they were vents. And he was able to watch and listen to people, and he would go up there like every night, and he would just observe all of the people who were staying in his motel for years and years and years, and he documented everything. And so the documentary is it's about this guy, and it is him sharing all of the things that he saw and all of the things that he learned, and it is wild. It is really wild. So that's one to check out. The other one that I watched last night, and maybe you've seen this, it's called The Bill Murray Stories. Have you seen this?
Yes, one? I have seen this, and it's fascinating.
It is. It was great to watch. And I almost didn't watch it. Like, and I'm glad I stuck with it and I watched it. And so the Bill Murray Stories, Life Lessons from a Mythical Man. And essentially it's all about Bill Murray, who everybody knows and loves from, you know, Caddyshack and Ghostbusters and Groundhog Day and everything. And in his, I guess just in his free time, he gets a kick out of going and just doing normal things and showing up in places where people would never suspect that he would be. My favorite, and I'm not going to ruin the documentary by telling you this, but my favorite one was he just walked into a house party and went into somebody's kitchen and started doing their dishes.
Huh.
And so it's things just like that where he's, you know, he jumps into a kickball game and plays an inning of kickball and boom, then he's gone. It's absolutely fascinating, and every single person that they documented and they talked to said the same thing, was just, he was the nicest, most down to earth and normal guy, and it is absolutely worth a watch if you haven't seen it.
I gotta add something to what you said about the Bill Murray thing. What I found really interesting is, one, Bill Murray is extremely famous. Okay, he's a real celebrity. He's famous. Yet what I learned from this is this. If you go around and don't act famous and don't have an entourage, it's amazing how not only will people not really bother you, they'll appreciate the fact that you just are one of them, and you don't have anybody threatening to keep away from Bill. Didn't you find that interesting? That
yes.
Nobody bothered him really the way you would think they would. I think they were in shock.
Doesn't he show up at like different things too, different functions?
Bill just said that.
Oh
yeah,
I heard him one time.
That's the whole premise of what he's talking about.
He just showed up at like somebody's house party and just started doing dishes one day in the kitchen. It was really weird.
Yeah, I mentioned that too.
See, now I know what Lime he's doing. So.
The one thing they did reenact, which I thought was pretty funny, and apparently this was also a true story. Maybe it's happened on more than one occasion. Bill Murray walks up to this guy who is in the men's room at a urinal and puts his hands over his eyes and says, nobody will ever believe this happened. And the guy finishes his business and turns around, and there's Bill Murray, and he kind of smiled and just walked out the door and left. And it's great. So yeah, it's called The Bill Murray Stories.
Nobody will believe this happened.
Netflix. It's great. So, all right, so here's what I want to talk about today. So for people who are listening that have kids or you have grandkids, you're probably starting to run out of things for them to do, being stuck at home. And with all the schools being canceled, and I know we're supposed to all be doing, you know, the homeschooling and all that kind of thing. And I'm sure you're running out of ideas and whatever. So one thing you might want to consider, there are a lot of places, and granted everything is closed now to the public, but a lot of museums and zoos and aquariums and whatever, they still have staff working, and they're doing a lot of virtual tours and a lot of virtual experiences. And I just posted something on my Bill on the Road Facebook page. It's a link of about 25 different virtual experiences that you can have. And even if you don't have kids, or you'll still enjoy them as well. One of them is through the San Diego Zoo. So they have an entire section on their website where it's nothing but webcams. So you can watch all the animals. They have, you know, various cameras set up in the different, whether it's, you know, watching pandas or penguins or whatever. Our own St. Louis Aquarium is doing something called a virtual breakfast. And this has been hugely popular. And I don't know if it's once a week or every other day, but they will take different animals, and they basically do kind of a Q&A thing, and they'll interact with people who are watching. So if kids have questions or they want to ask something, whatever, they can do that. And so, like, one of them, I think probably the most popular, is the otters. I mean, everybody loves an otter. They're just kind of fun to watch. And so they do, like, breakfast with the otters. And so it's all through their Facebook page, and that's been really, really popular if you haven't checked that one out. There's a place called the Nature Conservancy, and you can just Google that or go to the link that I mentioned. They have 11 different field trips that kids can take. I keep saying kids, but adults can do it too. And it's going through the rainforest or, you know, down in Antarctica or whatever. And it's just all of these great virtual tours. So anything that you can think of that you might go to otherwise, whether it's the Smithsonian or art museums and things like that, I guarantee you most of these places have some sort of virtual experience that people can check out and still enjoy the exhibits. The last one that I'm going to mention is my favorite. So there's a website called 360cities.net. So 360 as in 360 degrees, cities.net. And what this is, it's a collection of 360-degree videos that people have uploaded. So right before I came on the air, I was watching one of a ship that was going through Antarctica. And so it's a 360-degree video. So you control the camera. So as the ship is, you know, making its way through the water or whatever, you move the camera around and you can see all the different angles and, you know, up, down, whatever. And there are thousands of these videos that people have uploaded from
Where do you go? What site again do you go to?
Sure. So it's called 360cities.com. So just remember, okay. 360 as in 360 degrees, cities.net. And it is, it's awesome. I mean, I'll probably spend the rest of the afternoon looking at some of these videos. It's great. And so, that's going to be my next purchase, is a 360 degree camera, because they can do some pretty cool things. So, check that out. If you want the links to all of the stuff that I just mentioned, you can go to facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland from his home in Crestwood, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. We've lost Tim Woodward. Tim left. He had to leave.
Yeah.
He got sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, nobody's going to freak out. I don't want anybody else to think, coronavirus. It's a stomach issue. I don't think the corona, the symptoms are what Tim just had hit him. I think this sounds, doesn't it to you, more like maybe ate something he shouldn't have eaten or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Isn't the coronavirus more of a fever and...
yeah, it's more of a fever and the upper respiratory stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
just came on kind of quick.
Yeah, that's just came
Tim, if you're listening, I hope you feel better tomorrow. So
yeah, and Tim, if you're listening, we hope you feel better. And if you're not listening,
Maybe you died.
Oh.
So,
well, if,
wow.
If he's dead, wow. He can't be
I
listening.
I need to watch what I say about Boris I'm just Johnson. Saying, you just said that.
I hope he's not dead. We don't want him to be dead.
Yeah, I hope he's
not dead. See, you don't understand me. Because right now he's in the car feeling terrible. Except he just laughed. He just burst out laughing when he heard me say, unless mm-hmm. you're dead. He laughed when I said that. I did it to make him feel good.
Okay. All right, well, I've opened
up. He gets it.
I've opened up our sound effects system, so, and I've compiled the sentences of things that Tim would say while we're off the air. So,
this is a great idea. Oh, yeah. In his absence, it's kind of like if he were here.
Yeah,
I love this. So he might hear him say this. Yeah.
Yeah, So, Tim, what do you think about the nice weather that we had today? I agree. Oh, yeah. It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, it was a sunny day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tim, would you tell us that story about that time with that other guy? It was something about finishing first. I can't remember. Would you retell that story for us? No, that's not the one.
Oh.
Sorry,
it was like some guy finished, and then you finished, and that's all I remember.
Something about a urinal.
Okay, here we go.
Tim, could you tell that again, Tim?
Here we go.
So he finished first, and I could hear him zip his pants up, and then he just stood there. And I'm still 30 seconds away from finishing.
Like he's still here. It's like he's still here.
Seamless.
Incredible. Seamless. Thank you. Oh, let's see. Our Facebook page is... Dan, I should do this off the air. They're back. You know that stuff you removed? They've popped back up again. You might
know.
It's just... we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And Dan does a great job of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, ministering, monitoring. He's in charge of it. And what I didn't realize is these links pop up, these ads, and some of them I don't particularly care to have people see. It's a pop-up to a link that tells you to listen to another radio station. I mean, it's just, I wouldn't, and so Dan's found a way to, I just think, though, you have to police it and then regularly go back and flush them out or they'll pop up again. It's just a Facebook thing, but I don't like it. Now, I know that this was mentioned off the air. Sometimes I can't remember if things we discuss off the air, if we talked about them on the air, and in this case, it's Anne Frank. And I know, Dan, did you go to the Anne Frank house?
I did not get there.
I will tell you, I think that was a giant mistake.
I know. Well, we didn't get there. You guys got there a couple days before we did.
That's true. We did two extra days in Amsterdam. Of that entire trip, which is more than likely the last trip that we will take with listeners, that last trip of the entire week, the most powerful thing that I experienced was standing in that room where Anne Frank and her family hid for over 2 years. And the reason I mention that is, what has it been, like 2 weeks that we've been asked to stay home if you can and don't go out?
Yeah, right.
And I know and we all have a tendency because we're spoiling. What if this turns into 3 months of staying home? Think for a minute about somebody like Anne Frank. Over 2 years in a room and couldn't leave the room with her family.
It wasn't
not
a big room.
Right? Oh, no, small room. And you couldn't make noise. You couldn't call attention to yourself. You couldn't go look out the window because you're hiding from the Nazis. Imagine that for over 2 years. And the other thing this has made me think about is anybody who was ever a POW, anybody who was ever confined in any way, solitary confinement. Now, if you're a murderer, child molester, I don't care about you. Who cares?
Right.
But other people who maybe were wrongly convicted and put, imagine, this is only a couple of weeks for us. Just think about that, and maybe you'll be a little less likely to whine or complain, and maybe I will too. If you're a renter and you weren't able to pay the rent the 1st of April, you are not alone. Reuters or AP, somebody took a survey and they interviewed renters of 20,000 rental apartments, rental units, and half of them said they do not have the money to cover, they don't have enough savings to cover 1 month's rent.
Wow.
So, as I said in the beginning of this thing, one of the things we all should learn from this, starting as soon as possible, is save some money. I said this before, we are a country that lives on tomorrow's money. We live on the check we haven't even gotten yet from work. We do. Because we borrow and we use credit cards, and then when crunch time comes, like right now, whoops, we didn't save anything. Can't pay the rent, don't have money for this or for that. I get it with buying a house. If you waited till you could afford to just pay for a house, nobody would own a house till they're 50 years old. So I get that. And I get a car. But we charge everything. We put off paying for everything till later and don't save anything. Maybe this will cause people to start to think, maybe it is a good idea to save some money. I finished Ozark last night on Netflix, and I will just tell you that on... Have you finished?
No. We haven't even started it. I don't know if Sandy would want to watch it, but I...
Well, I'm not going to give anything away. I'm just going to tell you that the last episode of Ozark, the appropriate comment would be, as you want it to, you want the finale to be powerful. Now, I don't think it's over. I think there'll be another season. But the finale for the season, and the reaction was, oh, my goodness, I never saw that coming. Oh, and that's okay. Kind of what All you right. want to have happen, something that'll make you say, oh, I never saw that coming. And it's in there. So, Dan, I'll just tell you. It's there. John Prine has passed away at the age of 73. Most of the world has no idea who John Prine was. John Prine was a songwriter, troubadour, balladeer, not a great singer. I put him sort of in the category with Kris Kristofferson in that he's a songwriter but a terrible singer.
Yes.
And so is Kristofferson. Now, he's not anywhere near as prolific a songwriter as Kristofferson, but John Prine had quite a following, like a cult-like following. I don't particularly think that what he did was that great, but I found him to be a very interesting guy because years ago, I saw an article and I realized, I don't know who John Prine is, so I learned who he was, and I listened to some of his music, but he's passed away at the age of 73, and I don't have the article. I think it was the coronavirus.
It was, yeah, because they said he had had it about a week ago or so.
Yeah, and then Dan, the story that at least a half dozen listeners said, make sure Dan sees this, and this is not a joke. This is from NASA. The press release from NASA came out about, 10 days ago, I guess. Here, I'll read it to you.
I'm wearing a NASA shirt today, too.
What are the chances? Coincidence.
I know. Wow.
What are the chances? Here's what it says. According to NASA scientists, they have confirmed this. The planet Uranus has started leaking gas.
Whoa.
Has there ever been a more perfect story for this show than a planet named Uranus is leaking gas? It is not a joke. They said that Voyager 2 discovered this mysterious gas that's escaping from Uranus. Now, we were able to get a hold of the audio from the highly sophisticated microphones at NASA. There's one right there. This is the actual sound of the planet Uranus as it's leaking gas.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Talk about science.
It said the data shows a mysterious force sucking the atmosphere straight out of the planet and into space, which means the gas coming out of Uranus is in outer space, and our astronauts could actually fly right into this gas.
Oh, they could.
Man.
Oh,
what a way.
I don't think it would be.
Roll the windows up.
There it is,
boys.
Again. They recorded a lot of
roll the windows up.
A lot of that Uranus gas. Ladies, would you get in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Boy, I love this show. I've known this show since high school. There's a guy in a bar, and he's sitting at the bar, pretty well-dressed guy, nice suit, but there's one thing about him that nobody could help but notice. He's about 6 feet tall, about 200 pounds, as I said, nicely dressed. His head, now visualize this, is a very, everything about him is average. His head is the size of a tennis ball. Now just try to picture that. Try to picture that odd sight. And this other guy just can't help but stare. And the tennis ball head size guy looks over. And the other guy says, "Man, I'm sorry." He says, "I'm sorry. I know you caught me staring." And the guy with the tennis ball size head, he said, "Hey, pal, it's okay." He said, "I get stared at all the time. Look at me. Look at me. I mean, I'm everything. I used to be like you. And now I have this." Hey, TBH, some of my friends. Hey, TBH, tennis ball head. You know, they call me that because of the size of my head. And the other guy says, "Wow, so you weren't born that way?" He goes, "No. No, I was born, normal baby, normal-looking baby, normal-sized head, and I was just like you or anybody else until the age of 28. And the other guy goes, "Hey, man, what happened, if I can ask you?" "Well, I don't mind telling you. You'll find it hard to believe, but what I'm about to tell you is true. I was down in the Panhandle, Panama City. Down there with some buddies, 28 years old, living the dream. Got up early one morning, take a walk on the beach, and saw what I thought was some big fish or something on a big rock, not too far out in the water, and this big fin flapping. So I went down there. It was a mermaid, a gorgeous mermaid, and I had my camera with me, and as I raised it to take a picture, she spoke to me. She said, 'Please, please don't take my picture.' And he said, 'Why not? You're gorgeous.' He said, and he tells this other guy, he says, the guy with the tennis ball size head tells the other guy, he says, 'This woman, this mermaid, was the most spectacular creature I have ever seen. Magnificent boobs, beautiful hair, beautiful face, but a mermaid, and she didn't want her picture taken.' And I said, 'Why?' And she said, 'We're not supposed to really exist. We're a myth. And if people find out that we really do exist and you show people that picture, this place is going to be flooded with tourists, and who knows what will happen next. We lose our privacy. There aren't many of us. Please, I beg you, don't take my... If you won't take my picture, I have the power to grant you a wish. I can't do any money wishes. We're not allowed to do, here's $1 million, but anything else, please.' And he put his camera down and he walked closer to her in the water, shallow water, and stared at her. The most beautiful, I want to say person, the most beautiful being he has ever seen. Perfect mouth, eyes, hair, boobs. He says, 'All right, you want to grant me a wish? I want to have sex with you.' She said, 'Oh, I could grant you all kinds of wishes. I'm afraid that one's not possible. Look at me from the waist down. I'm a fin. I can't have, regular. I can't. I don't, anatomically, I don't have the part.' He says, 'Well, then, how about a little head?'"
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tory Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique. You're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline, 877-MAD-HELP, or visit MAD.org. They're working an accident northbound 55 past Germania. You've also got construction slowdowns westbound 364 at Gudermuth and eastbound 4064 east of I-70. Looks like they didn't find the accident westbound 5570 at Illinois 111. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hi, Denise from Appliance Discounters. We at Appliance Discounters want you to know that in these unpredictable times, we will be there for you. When things seem to be out of control, you can always control your meals at home. We have all the GE major appliances you need for preparing and preserving your meals. We're also here for your laundry needs so that you can feel confident that you always have sterile, fresh clothing and bedding. Home appliances are not a luxury but a necessity in life, and you can call, email, or stop by, and we promise to abide by all the safety requirements that will keep you and all of us safe.
Tips for staying safe right now.
Cover your mouth if you cough to prevent other people from being exposed.
Washing your hands frequently for 20 seconds with soap.
The stay-at-home order is an opportunity for the rest of us to do our part to protect the people who are on the front lines.
Flatten the curve.
The social distancing.
Every person shall avoid social gathering of more than 10 people.
We'll get you through the day, and any important info, we'll let you know that too. We got you. 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
This guy's sponsor is temporarily closed, but you can still buy gift cards at AnnieGuns.com. And again, be poised and ready to just cover them up with business to let them know how glad we are to have them back when Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market return with their regular hours and regular service. Till then, gift cards, AnnieGuns.com. Give it up for Mike Evans, everybody. How you doing?
Four stars. How about that Ozark, homie?
Oh, watch the last episode last night. Not going to give anything away, but
I said earlier
there's a scene in there where you will say, "Oh, didn't see that coming."
Exactly. Switching gears this week, celebrities who foods they hate, they won't eat, refuse to eat, makes them sick. Today, name the name of the celebrity who hates, who can't eat, and is allergic to curry. Is it Keanu Reeves, Kim Kardashian, Will Smith, Steve Martin? Answer in just a minute. Coronavirus stuff, fact. When Disney parks reopen worldwide, there'll be a huge change. Before entering the park, everybody must have their temperature taken right at the gate.
Not just temporarily. You mean from now on? For
about a year.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
More facts, the United States Department of Education is also discussing whether or not to have all kids going to school temperature taken when they first go into the class. If you've ever been to Southern California, you're certainly aware of the 22-mile bike path from Malibu to Redondo Beach. It's right along the beach. In fact, it's built in the sand, just feet from the ocean. It is absolutely beautiful. Celebrities with their families and friends jogging, walking, riding on that path. Tom Cruise, Christian Bale, Diane Cannon. I think Diane Cannon, she's old, but she's still... Halle Berry, Paris Hilton. Yeah, they all use the bike path. We'll have more where stars have been going to get outside tomorrow, different places. Meanwhile, one celebrity who does not wear a mask is Tyra Banks, who shows her ego is second to none when she says, quote, "How can I cover this beautiful face?"
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously?
I don't know. Maybe die? I don't know.
I have a quote from a celebrity that I read this morning. Here's the quote. What's the big deal with this mask business?
Really?
Yeah, it was from the Lone Ranger.
Oh, my goodness.
True story.
Oh.
I apologize.
Thank you.
For that, Lisa.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Disgusting story from England. Prince Andrew hints the virus is the best thing that could happen to him since it takes his sexual assault and rape accusations off the front pages.
Wow.
Well, you know what? In his case, I think that's probably true.
Yeah, no, he's got a point.
Odds and ends, Bernie Sanders is out, but now Michael Moore is threatening to run for president.
Michael Moore.
Wait, is that that jackass that made that bowling
yes.
for Columbine?
Yes.
Oh, I hate that human
good
being
luck,
with
Michael.
A fiery passion.
Yeah.
Good
got
luck.
Some, medical news. Alex Trebek continues to the good fight, fighting his cancer. Still doing all right. Good for him. Not in the news, but should be. Three substantial earthquakes have hit Palm Springs within the last 3 weeks. Remember, Palm Springs is right in the middle of the San Andreas Fault, which is one of the biggest faults in the world. People there are saying, is the big one right around the corner?
Okay, but don't they say that the New Madrid Fault, which pretty much runs through St. Louis or near it, don't they say that's just as dangerous and
yeah.
likely to blow? Or to,
no,
I think
Andrews
they do.
Much
I think
more active though. It's like a volcano. There's bigger volcanoes, but the ones that are active that are spewing all the time, like Kilauea, are the ones that are most dangerous.
But I've heard some article, read some articles where they say because of that, it's not as likely to have the big one as the New Madrid is. It's like it's all building up and not sort of shaking. It's I don't know. I hope that's wrong.
I do.
I hope it's, but St. Louis area has not had, have they, Dan, you guys, for quite a while,
no,
not even
a
real good
yeah,
shake
no,
for
I
quite a while.
No.
Yeah, we
no,
haven't had anything.
This story just keeps getting more ridiculous, but within the next few months, Joe Exotic's attorneys will file a formal request for presidential pardon for
it's
the
about
murder
time.
For hire charge.
Oh, my goodness.
It is
goodness.
About time. 1 minute and 5 seconds.
Like the old saying, two chances of Trump granting that, slim and none, and Slim just left town. Also, more ridiculous, Disney is actually going to reboot Doogie Howser. Are you kidding?
Why?
Oh,
come
my
on, let's
goodness.
See. Let's see.
Why?
Ozark,
what a
Doozy Howard.
What
Ozark,
a dated show that won't work.
Terrible.
40
and finally
seconds.
On the broadcast.
He knows right when to jump, right there.
Who can't eat curry? Curry. Is it Keanu Reeves, Kim Kardashian, Will Smith, Steve Martin?
I'll say Steve Martin.
Keanu Reeves.
Tim had to step out. Tim wasn't feeling very well. Not corona. It's a stomach issue, I think. I'll say Steve Martin.
Oh, you stupid ignorant sluts. Huh? Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
My favorite.
My gamma.
I feel so stupid now. Yeah, Tim just very abruptly. And it seems we don't know much except, boom, gone, and heard him in the restroom. Tim, hope you feel better. It sounds more like a stomach issue than a respiratory thing. Thanks for being with us. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen,
No point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all. Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
Covering St. Louis.
I cannot recommend it highly enough.
590 The Fan. More than just sports. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
Sports trending now.
Newly acquired Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback Tom Brady let it rip earlier today on the Howard Stern Show.
I think he has a lot of loyalty, and I think he and I have had a lot of conversations that nobody's ever been privy to, and nor should they be, that so many wrong assumptions were made about our relationship or about how he felt about me. I know genuinely how he feels about me.
Talking about his former head coach, Bill Belichick. Meanwhile, Adam Schefter is first to report on it, saying that certain coaches around the National Football League and front office personnel are reluctant to have IT employees in their house out of fear of spreading the coronavirus. College football, Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly said the program is looking at all options regarding its August 29th showdown against Navy, which was supposed to be played in Dublin, Ireland. Nothing has been decided just yet. I'm David Gallagher.